mean, it occurred to me that when you got a clearance rate of 20%, and we're talking about these guys who we often denigrate, but they actually deserve a little bit of credit for being a lot smarter than we think they are. They're looking at a 20% clearance rate, and they're saying, well, I can pop this guy. We talked about this thing about snitching and the no snitch thing and all that, right? Which is a piece of it. And then everybody says, well, then there's the blue coat of silence, and that's a piece of it. Mm-hmm. But the big piece to me is that if you're leading that life and you go around shooting people for a living, you know that there's very little chance that you're going to get caught.
There is a calculus to everything that these guys do. And so people are wrong if they think that gang members don't think about the consequences of what they do. They don't care because they're willing to take 6 months in the county jail for carrying a gun if they get caught with a gun. Mm-hmm. And they know, like you said, that the odds are fairly low that they're going to get caught with a murder, unless it's a really high-profile murder where the police put all their resources into it. Now, 3,000-plus situations where in Chicago this year where people didn't get killed but caught a bullet.
Right, right.
All right? So the clearance rate there is about 8 or 9%.
Wow. I thought the 20% was for
murders.
All shootings.
That's murders.
That's murders.
So let me tell you this. Divide that 9% in half, because half of those are cleared exceptionally, meaning we know who did it, but we're closing this case because nobody's cooperating.
Yeah.
About 95% of the time, if you shoot somebody and they survive, you're going to get away with it in Chicago. That is why this is going on. That's part of it.
So there's the top of the show right there.
Yeah.
95% of the time. So put this in context with our beloved mayor and his string of police superintendents who have, and the mayor before him, who have constantly said that we need to get the legislature to give us mandatory minimum sentences because these damn judges keep letting these kids out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a piece of it too. But if this 95% number is true, isn't that really the biggest, that's the biggest source of the problem?
Excuse me.
So if that's the case, then don't we really need to put hundreds more detectives on the force to go out there and see if they can start getting that clearance rate up a little bit?
Yes.